You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Olatun Oladini likes to browse in a Virginia Saks Fifth Avenue, but never buys anything. On Oladini's next visit, cops waiting for him in the parking garage to take back the $3,500 jacket he didn't pay for. At Oladini's apartment, cops recovered nearly $50,000 of stolen luxury items.
Nancy, cops found tools to remove security sensors on Oladini at his arrest. Oladini was selling the stolen goods, often shipping them out of the country in an effort to avoid authorities. Dress shirts and suit jackets seem to make up the lion's share of Oladini's stolen items. The Fifth Avenue Loss Prevention Team had been investigating Oladini since October.
Oladini, 41, now charged with grand larceny. A 35,000-pound forklift parked outside a Michigan middle school during renovations becomes a 12-year-old student's joyride. Cops chase the student nearly an hour as he drives erratically, crashing into 10 parked cars. The boy finally pulls over just outside the Ann Arbor city limits. He's taken to Juvie Detention Center while charges being determined. Well, that's a forkful. At least he wasn't speeding. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following a report of gunshots fired in the area last week, four people, three of whom were family members, have been discovered dead inside a rural Colorado home. The identities of these individuals now being made public by Colorado officials. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Until the El Paso County coroner's complete autopsy results are received, the manner and causes of death have not been disclosed. But according to the county sheriff's office, just three of the deaths are being looked into as homicides, indicating that they may have died in an apparent murder-suicide. Homicide investigations are now being conducted in relation to the murders of 54-year-old Desiree N. Vandalak, 57-year-old Robert V. Vandalak, and 30-year-old DeBray A. Scott. Peyton S. Vandalak, the son of the two older victims, was also discovered dead inside the home. The incident occurred on December 6th at around midnight in the tiny town of Peyton, located roughly 30 miles northeast of Colorado Springs. A man with non-life-threatening injuries was discovered by deputies outside the house. A SWAT team was sent in and discovered the four bodies inside. According to Sergeant Mark Miller, a spokesman for the sheriff's office, the injured man's identity has not been made public and the investigation is ongoing. At the time, the sheriff's office declared that there was no threat to the community and that it was not looking for any suspects.
Sergeant Miller says that until the autopsy results are made public in roughly 6 weeks, there will not be any further updates. Police in Pennsylvania say the identity of a body discovered inside a Philadelphia warehouse is that of an inmate who, in the fourth city lockup escape of the year, left a work detail about 2 weeks ago. According to a press release from authorities, the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office has identified the deceased as prisoner Gino Hagencotter, who fled the jail late last month. On November 30th, while working in an orchard on the grounds of the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Facility, 34-year-old Hagencotter, who was serving time for theft and burglary charges, asked the guard assigned to him for permission to use the restroom. This information coming to us from the Philadelphia Department of Prisons Commissioner Blanche Carney. Officials say that when Hagencotter did not return, the guard went into the restroom, but the prisoner was not there. FBI investigators are preparing to exhume the body of a young woman whose unsolved 1969 murder has been the subject of much speculation, especially since the premiere of Netflix documentary series The Keepers, which looked at the chillingly similar circumstances surrounding the death of a Baltimore nun just a few days prior. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
In November 1969, Joyce Malecki went Christmas shopping at a suburban mall outside of Baltimore, and she never returned. Days after, she was discovered dead on a neighboring military base. An autopsy revealed she had been strangled. Now, a representative for the Malecki family has verified that the exhumation has been scheduled for later this week. It was after the 2017 series The Keepers was released that the case gained more attention. People began to wonder if Malecki's disappearance had anything to do with that of sister Kathy Sasnick, who was found dead from blunt force trauma after going shopping and never coming back. It was also in 2017 that investigators conducted an exhumation of Father Joseph Maskell's body to see whether the Catholic priest's DNA matched evidence found at Sasnik's death scene. In the documentary, it was questioned whether Sasnik was murdered because she was aware that Maskell was sexually abusing pupils at the Catholic high school where both of them were employed.
There was no match found by the DNA testing of Father Maskell's body, and the case has remained unsolved to this day.
Thanks, John. Terry Prater, 26, plans a visit to his mom in Savannah, Georgia. The bus trip is booked. Prater texts his mom to let her know what time he gets there. The next morning, a friend drops Prater off at a Lexington, Kentucky bus station. Prater's mom is waiting at the Savannah station, but when the bus gets there, Prater's not on it. It's unclear if Prater ever boarded the bus. Terry Prater, 5'9", 150 pounds, brown eyes, dark curly hair, usually sporting a goatee to cover up a scar on his chin. If you have info on Terry Prater, please contact Kentucky Police, 859-623-2404. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.